Welcome to the Healthcare IT Today interview series. We feel lucky to be able to talk to so many smart, passionate, and knowledgeable people in healthcare. Now, we're taking our favorite interviews and sharing them with you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy perspectives on the world of health IT.
Hey everyone, I'm John Lynn, the founder and chief editor at Healthcare IT Today. We're excited to bring you another in our series of interviews with top leaders in health IT. And our guests today are Saurabh Singh, he's VP of Suno, and Rocky Langer, VP of Suno. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, John.
Yeah, excited to dive into my favorite topic, as you know, ambient clinical voice. But before we go there, and you know, Saurabh, start us off. Tell us about yourself and Suno.ai.
Sure. Saurabh Singh, VP of Suno. I lead the R&D of Suno and the product lead. Suno is a AI-powered ambient listening technology, which listens to a natural conversation between the provider and the patient and generates a meaningful note in real time for the provider. And we integrate with EHRs we have doctors saving time.
That's awesome.
Day-to-day visits, yeah.
Now we're going to dive into a lot of those details. Rocky, how about yourself?
I'm Rocky Langer. I'm the vice president of Suno.ai as well. I do a business development role. I've been in the healthcare industry for about 2 decades now. So Suno.ai has definitely revolutionized healthcare and how providers deliver care.
Well, let's dive into that. How are AI and ambient listening in particular changing the healthcare landscape as we know it?
So I think the whole concept of AI coming into healthcare and ambient listening specifically, capturing that conversation in the exam room and being able to present it to the providers during that interaction takes such a huge burden off of the providers. They don't have to remember what the patient said, when was that, recent incident or family history, surgical history, any or all of that the providers used to always go in and type into the computer. That has dramatically changed. In addition, the providers who are, interacting with patients, they started feeling like they were actually interacting with a computer more than actually, in the traditional
sure.
Healthcare delivery because of, just having to look up information and things like that. With Suno and with ambient listening, they are now having a very natural conversation like we are, and the system is capturing everything about that and converting it to something that the providers can use.
Interesting.
Yeah. No, sure. I think that's very well said. We also think that it is just improving the patient's experience as well, right? Not just the doctor side. Doctors are knowingly spending more time articulating the details because they know that it's being recorded, it's being captured. So that, I think, improves the patient's experience overall.
Yeah, I love that part of ambient voice, that patients benefit so much.
Yes.
But you've rolled this out to a bunch of users.
Yes.
What are you hearing from them in response? I always love to hear those
yes.
stories.
Oh, it's been incredible. I think it's been so amazing to hear from our doctors who use it. They share such amazing snippets of how this is helping them. Recently, this was just last week, I had a doctor who I was talking to. She's a mom to a three-year-old, and she spent days, up to about 9 p.m. documenting notes before she started using Suno. She would actually reach home actually at 9, I think, and, get very little family time. 2 days of using Suno, she's home by 6. And that's made such a big difference. They are so happy that, as a group, as a practice, that they are able to complete and actually spend time with family without having to compromise on any of the things that they would have done as doctors.
What a beautiful story.
It's really heartwarming to just hear that. We had another group where they had a pretty full schedule of patients that they saw every day. And they were actually running late in completing notes, almost always delayed in completing notes on, the progress notes and making sure that they'd documented the visit. This was 1 week into using it. The providers who were using it are up to date. They are done by the end of the day. So that was, just as recent as last week, we were hearing it from the providers. They love it because it really makes a difference in how they are able to deliver care to their patients.
Yeah, so interesting. I remember when I first implemented an EHR, one of the doctors had 300 notes piled up that he hadn't done.
Oh my God.
And in my mind, I was like, how do you even remember how to document it?
That's right.
Yeah. But anyway, that's great to see him solving that problem because the documentation is important.
Exactly.
For billing, for other things, right?
And they have to go back to reference what the patient said, trying to go back and remember. And that's such a huge load to try to keep remembering that. So they are able to do that really, just going back to the transcript there.
Well, ambient clinical voice has become very popular. There's a lot of solutions out there. Saurabh, talk to us about what sets Suno apart from these other AI solutions.
Sure. So we started with Suno many years ago, and we understood Scribe as a technology that we built. And our learnings from that were we understood different workflows at specialties and how they template their documentation. And a lot of that learning has come through in Suno. And what we did was, with the advent of AI and GPT, we have now married ambient listening with our understanding of healthcare over the years. That, I think, differentiates us because we truly understand how the doctors operate day to day in different workflows and different settings. And that allows deeper integration into what they're doing. And many vendors in this space are looking at personalization, customization. We started with that, right? So that sets us apart in many different ways as we do it.
Interesting. I think the other thing I look at with this space is how do you integrate with the EHR? You guys have made some recent announcements. I think you have another announcement. Talk to us about these recent EHR integration announcements that you've made.
Sure. So we are deeply integrated with eClinicalWorks, and many other EHRs also offer open APIs for integration. So we have recently integrated with Epic and Cerner as well. And what we are learning is that every EHR has a slightly different flavor of integration. So in one aspect, you may be able to take a textual document, a SOAP note, and integrate into a consult note, for example, in Epic. And in another instance, it may be a PDF. So we are also joining some of the vendor programs, and I think I'm sure Rocky may be able to throw some light on it. But as we do this, we are understanding how other vendors operate in that space. And we are learning that along the way and improving that.
Interesting. Talk to us about that.
Absolutely. I think, all EHRs are open to allowing other developers such as us to have our products be presented to the users, right? So APIs are available. So we're working with different, all the vendors in their programs that can help us better make the user experience as optimal as we would like and as optimal as the providers would like. So we are able to present it using Smart on Fire, open APIs that, we can just make sure that the provider doesn't have to go to multiple places to access that and kind of do a deeper EHR integration there.
Interesting. Saurabh, are there any other examples of how deeply integrated you are? Obviously, I think if I'm a doctor, I don't want a PDF. Like the HR vendors need to wake up and open their APIs to be better than that.
I know.
But talk about some of your deep integrations. What does that look like?
Yeah, so I can take an example of our integration with eClinicalWorks, right? Our order entry system today also learns from historical evidence of what has been done at the doctor's office. Mm. A common example is that I take is today, if you say a patient needs to take Xanax, right? Now, maybe GPT understood Z-A-N-A-X instead of the right spelling for Xanax. Now, we know historically what is the right medication that the doctor has prescribed. So this is just one example where we are also learning from data that has been curated over billions of encounters in eClinicalWorks that we are learning from.
Interesting.
Right, so I think it's a win-win at the end of the day. If we are able to work closely with the EHRs, that data that has been there in the system for many years will feed into the learnings of Suno. So we're observing that over time.
That's interesting. Tell me, we've had ambient clinical voice and through evolutions of a lot of different technologies. What do you think is next when it comes to this evolution of ambient voice in healthcare?
So I think I'll try to break it as what's in the near future and what's a little bit farther, maybe. Given what we hear and see, whether it is a federally qualified health center or even practices that have patients who are bilingual, multilingual, different languages, language support for additional languages is becoming key. In addition to English and Spanish, we are looking to have these available in multiple other languages so that patients and providers don't have to worry about translation. They're able to have AI help with actually capturing the same concept of natural conversations. There is also now the, understandable expectation that there should be multiple voices that are recognized by AI, a mom, a child, and the doctor and the father, or a nurse, the doctor and the patient. We have all of them speaking, and AI should be able to process that in a way that can bring benefit to their overall, you know, workflow of how they would have been doing what they did at the doctor's office. So those are some immediate ones. And as we go further down into a few months, and I don't mean years here, I think we'll see a lot more integration into some very specific areas where conversation will go into how providers will, you know, actually complete really structured questions or be able to complete, like a PHQ 9 with a conversation. There's going to be a real big shift in how AI will become so integral to the provider's workflow that they won't be able to do it without it. That's the way it's at least moving in that direction at this time.
Awesome. Sorry, yeah. Anything you'd add?
No, I think she covered it all, but there's a part that she touched upon that I think is an interesting aspect of AI is intake process, yeah. Right? She talked about depression screening, which is a PHQ-9 form. There may be a tobacco control that is a structured form, right? Structured way of asking questions. So today it is a very manual process of going through Q&A, right? But if you were to discuss that with the patient with an eye contact and it fills out that questionnaire, I think it's a win-win on both sides. So we will start adding more layers to it, which are workflow driven based on the type of visit, type of specialty. And I think that that's where the future of Suno is.
Awesome. I appreciate you taking time to talk about the evolution of Suno, the announcement of these new integrations. You know, again, I think we're at the beginning of what's happening with Ambient Clinical Voice, so I'm sure we'll have many more conversations to come.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, John.
Yep, and thanks everyone for watching and listening. If you want to find more great healthcare IT content like this, be sure to check it out at healthcareittoday.com or search for Healthcare IT Today on your favorite podcasting applications. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.